Hello, I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today we're going to talk about options of staying at places other than hotels. Europeans have long known the secret to economic lodging and a solution to small hotel rooms: rent an apartment. That's not a surprise, since many workers on the continent have the month of August to vacation, and a hotel room would be quite small for all those many days. Americans are more familiar with buying timeshares for extended stays of a week, but with timeshares, you are limited to using them in the building where purchased or at other facilities in the network. An apartment rental is basically an out-of-network approach to lodging. The question is when and how to use this method. I first experienced apartment letting on the island of Sicily in Syracuse. My husband and I were traveling with a close couple friend and planned to remain in one location for several days. The island is relatively small and many day trips available, a perfect opportunity to rent a flat. It began with the Google search, weekly apartment rental in Syracuse, Italy. What appeared were both companies that manage apartments for many owners and individual owners who want to have direct contact with their renters. VacationsRental.com, HomeAway.com, OwnersDirect.com are some of the bigger companies. The two-bedroom apartment we rented advertised on several websites. Today, that apartment rents for an average of $135 per night. Divide that by two couples, and each pair pays $62.50 per night for two bedrooms, bath, kitchen, dining room, and a large living area complete with balcony. That, my friends, is a deal. We were able to cook breakfast each morning and occasionally bring in picnic material from the nearby market. An added bonus was dinner with the owners, who had only recently renovated our apartment. We visited over a meal of campanata, four kinds of Italian meat pies called scacciato, and homemade grappa, using six languages: Sicilian, Italian, French, English, German, and Spanish. No hotel can offer an experience like that. For a rather spontaneous week-long visit to Paris, France, my girlfriends and I wanted to try an apartment. The same companies used in Sicily also had options, but there were many more sites, such as ParisVacationApartments.com and VacationInParis.com. The latter is a U.S. company that even provides you with keys before you leave. They offer a range of lodging from studios for $99 per night to a floor in a mansion for $690 an evening. After a lot of searching, we found a two-bedroom apartment in the Marais area near the Pompidou Museum and a metro stop. Fortunately, it had a small elevator, as we were on the top floor. The ceiling slanted on the edges, so we hung out in the middle of the living area. For two evenings, we did takeout from nearby restaurants, and we were able to entertain an old family friend with wine and cheese. This cost $1,000 for the week, divided by three people, divided by 7 days, or $47 a night per person. That, my friends, is a deal. The most recent use of this type of lodging was a trip to Guanajuato, Mexico. The first apartment we tried had a great web name, bestmexicanhome.com, and exemplified owners advertising directly on the web. Unfortunately, the best Mexican home was not available. We used VRBO.com, Vacation Rentals by Owners, to snag an absolutely beautiful, recently renovated, three-bedroom apartment. Tiled floors, front balconies, rooftop terrace, full kitchen, washer-dryer, and a collection of books were included. All major attractions were within walking distance, and strolling troubadours serenaded us at night. The cost? $500, divided by four people, divided by 7 nights, or $18 per night per person. In a recent web search, I noticed this gem had gone up to $700 for a week, but my friends, that's still a deal. I haven't tried renting an apartment in the United States, but will definitely consider it the next time we visit my sister-in-law in New York City. New York Loft VacationRental.com had a large one-bedroom apartment for $225 per night. New York Habitat.com offered a one-bedroom for $190 per night. And Craigslist had a one-bedroom in Greenwich Village for only $50 a night. HomeAway.com has offerings all around the country, including cabins and lakefront property in East Texas. Using the large companies does give protection from scams, but the best prices are those with the direct contact with the owner. For an extended stay in a location, renting an apartment is easily the most comfortable and economical. For shorter stays, the benefits are somewhat diminished, as there is usually a cleaning fee. But for a real experience of life, in Paris, France, New York, or Pittsburgh, Texas, an apartment wins.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began travel writing in 2008. Find more information about her travels at www.maryclarktraveler.com.